Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to welcome you to Food for the Journey. Today we look ahead to the readings for Sunday the 15th. I'm going to do something that I rarely do, which is on this Sunday, the 24th Sunday in Ordinary Time, you have so many powerful readings, but in the time we have, we don't have enough time to cover everything I would want to say to you. So what I'm going to do today instead is to focus on the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, verses 1 to 32. And I'm doing that because it's a powerful parable that speaks so much about the mercy of God. And brothers and sisters, all of us, even if we've tried to follow him, all of us fall. All of us make mistakes. All of us are imperfect. But what God wants is that we return to him, come back to him, tell him we're sorry, and he will forgive us. But come to him. Come to him. You know, you can go through the kind of the steps of going to confession and that kind of thing, and that certainly needs to happen. But what first needs to happen is your own heart, that you're turning back to the Lord. You're saying, Lord, I've turned away from you. Lord, I forgot about you. Lord, I haven't thought of you today. Please help me. Please help me. And he will. He will help you in every way. So let's take a look at the gospel. And I'm going to take the portion of the gospel that begins with, there are 32 verses here, and I'm going to take this section that begins with, then he said, is where he gives a story to tell us about God's love. He says, a man had two sons, and the younger son said to his father, Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me. Wow. So the father divided the property between them. After a few days, the younger son collected all his belongings and set off to a distant country where he squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation. When he had freely spent everything, a severe famine struck that country, and he found himself in dire need. So he hired himself out to one of the local citizens, who sent him to his farm to tend the swine. Even if you've read this many times and you say, oh, I know that, listen carefully. And he longed to eat his fill of the pods on which the swine fed, but nobody gave him any. Coming to his senses, he thought, how many of my father's hired workers have more than enough food to eat, but here am I dying from hunger? I shall get up and go to my father, and I shall say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would treat one of your hired workers. So he got up and he went back to his father. And while he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, he embraced him and kissed him. And his son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. But now look here. This is the story that Jesus told them. Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. But his father ordered his servants, quickly bring the finest robe, put it on him, put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Take the fattened calf and slaughter it. Then let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found. And then the celebration began. Now the older son had been out in the field, and on his way back as he neared the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. He called one of his servants and asked him what this might mean. And the servant said to him, your brother has returned. Your father has slaughtered the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound. He became angry, and when he refused to enter the house, his father came out and pleaded with him. He said to his father in reply, look, all these years I served you, and not once did I disobey your orders, yet you never gave me even a young goat to feast on with my friends. But when your son returns, who swallowed up your property with prostitutes, for him you slaughter the fattened calf. And he said to him, "My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But now we must celebrate and rejoice because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found." Just ponder that, brothers and sisters. Ponder that. This man went away and gave himself over to prostitution and who knows what else. And when he spent everything and had nothing and was poor and weak and broken, he said, "I'll go back home. Maybe they will at least feed me like the hired hands." And what happens? His father was out looking for him. His father was waiting for him. His father was hoping, perhaps week after week after week, to see a sign of his coming. We didn't have cell phones in those days. We didn't have anything like that. He just watched and waited. And then he saw his son coming. And he spreads out a great feast to welcome him home. The other son, the son who had been faithful, was too focused in a certain way on what he needed and what he wanted. He was doing everything that was right, but his heart wasn't necessarily in it. Where the other son trusted his father that even if I've sinned, my father will forgive me. And I think right there is the lesson for you and me. Never say this sin is too great. Never say God can't forgive it again. I've asked God's forgiveness before. He's forgiven me. He can't keep forgiving me. He will if you're working toward it. If you're trying to change, he will forgive you. He sees that your intention is right. Your flesh might be weak, but your intention is right. Go to him now and talk to him. Bring your pain, bring your whatever is there, brothers and sisters, bring it to him. Because he wants to say to you, "My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours, but now we must celebrate and rejoice because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found." The father is so grateful. He has his priorities right. He's just so glad to have his son back. It's the same way for us, brothers and sisters. Sometimes we do things that we wish we had never done. Sometimes we're terribly angry at somebody. Sometimes just all kinds of things can come into our lives almost every day. And sometimes we give in to it and we commit sin. Your father's waiting for you. He's looking for you. He's out looking for you. He's not just sitting on his throne waiting for you to come home and beg him. He's out looking for you. He loves you. He wants you. And God wants you. God the Son is out looking for you. You can say, "Well, God would never forgive this," or "God would never forgive that." Of course he will, if you go to him. He is a God of mercy. He is a God of justice, but he is a God of infinite mercy. If you come to him and are truly sorry, he will wipe the slate clean. But you have to be truly sorry. You try your best not to commit it again. Just come to him with that attitude. Don't say, "Oh, well, I don't need God." Well, you do. You need God for eternal life. Please turn around. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, simply turn around to his heart and say, "Father, I've sinned against God. I've sinned against you. Please, please forgive me. Please help me." Not just for this moment of forgiveness, but help me now to change my life. Help me to be different in my life. We have a marvelous entry today by St. Ambrose. He was known as a pastoral doctor. St. Ambrose had a lot to say. He was the one who actually was instrumental in the conversion of St. Augustine. And he writes, this is St. Ambrose, he says, "Who then is this father? This shepherd, this mother, could they not perhaps represent God the Father and Christ and the church? Christ carries you on his shoulder. Think of that. The church seeks you out and the Father receives you. One, because he is shepherd, he continues carrying you. Another is mother ceases not to search for you, and then the father comes back to dress you. The first is a work of his mercy, the second looking after you, and the third reconciling yourself to him. Each one of them matches these qualities perfectly well. The Redeemer came to serve, the church assists, and the Father reconciles. This is what God wants to do for you. Ambrose says, he will come out running to meet you. His arms will be all embracing, for the Lord lifts those who are bowed down. He will give you a kiss, a sign of affection and love. He will order his servants to dress you, to put a ring on you and give you sandals. You still are fearful for the affront you have caused, but he returns to you the dignity which you had lost. You fear punishment, and he kisses you. Finally, you fear being scolded, but he entertains you with a banquet. This is the God who loves you. This is the God who knew you before you were born, long before. He knows you, and he loves you, and he follows you in your life. And wherever you failed, simply ask his forgiveness and seek to do good. Don't just ask his forgiveness and then go back to your evil ways. Repent. Tell him you're sorry and you'll do your best not to do it again. If you fall again, go back to him. He waits for you. He waits to look at you and to tell you that he loves you and that he forgives you. Brothers and sisters, our God is infinitely great, infinitely great. Our God loves you. Our God wants to heal you. Our God wants to restore you. Our God wants to use you for the good of other people. He wants to nourish you and strengthen you, that you become, yes, even one of his disciples. No matter how bad the sin, he will forgive if you seriously seek to change and to be different. He will forgive. And you don't have to wait till you've done it all. You ask him first, will you please forgive me? And he will be there. He will be right with you all the way. Brothers and sisters, to us, it seems so simple in a certain sense, but it's life-changing. When you start to put God first in your life, you start to do some different things, think some different ways, because God visits you and he comes close to you and he seeks to draw you to himself. So brothers and sisters, what do we need to do? We need to trust our faith. We need to trust what the gospel teaches us. We need to trust what God has told us, what God has offered us. Brothers and sisters, Jesus says, I will rise and go now to my Father. That's what Jesus says, and he wants to bring you with him to the Father. He's forgiven you. He wants to strengthen you, and he wants to use you for his glory. Do not be afraid. Do not say that no matter how many sins you've committed, God couldn't forgive them. He will. Go to him, bow down before him, and he will bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.